From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. It is a goal for the U.S.
tonight again, but Donovan has scored! Oh, can you believe this? Go, go, USA! Certainly through!
The sound of the U.S. scoring its first and only goal against Algeria in the World Cup in South Africa this past hour, moments ago, courtesy of ESPN. The U.S. has now advanced at the World Cup. Former President Bill Clinton is there to root on the U.S. team. We are expecting to hear at some point today from President Obama about his meeting this morning with General Stanley McChrystal and whether McChrystal will keep his job as the top U.S. commander in Afghanistan. We're joined now by NPR Scott Horsley, who's been covering developments from the White House. Hi, Scott.
Good to be with you, Lakshmi.
Good to be with you, too. Now, give us an update on what that meeting was all about.
Well, General McChrystal had a command performance here at the White House this morning. He was summoned to explain the disparaging comments that both he and his aides were quoted as making about other members of the president's national security team in a Rolling Stone article. The general arrived here at the White House a little over 2 hours ago. He and the president met privately for about 30 minutes, and then General McChrystal left. Now, his departure came before another meeting, this one with a wide array of officials who are involved in the Afghan war, including some of those who'd been badmouthed in that article. It could be telling that General McChrystal is apparently not at that larger meeting, but we've had no official word yet from the White House about whether General McChrystal was dismissed by the president.
Okay, Scott, thank you. That's NPR Scott Horsley covering developments from the White House. New home sales take an unexpected nosedive. They plunged 33% last month to a record low after the special federal tax incentives for home buyers expired. Economist Diane Swank of Mesirow Financial says one of the biggest problems is high unemployment.
One of the biggest things that we need is employment. At the end of the day, it's all about jobs. It's about people qualifying for mortgage with income that's accountable.
New home sales fell to an annual pace of 300,000. Talks are stalled over whether to replace a moratorium on whaling with a limited quota. NPR's Paul Brown has more on the impasse.
The moratorium is designed to protect devastated whale populations, but Japan, Norway, and Iceland continue whaling. They've caught thousands of whales since the ban was introduced more than 20 years ago, and they face continued international condemnation. Japan wants formal permission to hunt a certain number of whales, and the U.S. is willing to allow that, but Japan doesn't want to stop whaling in the Southern Ocean, where most whales feed. A compromise plan from the chairman of the Whaling Commission would lift the moratorium for a decade, but keep whaling under strict control.
NPR's Paul Brown. This is NPR. The San Francisco Board of Supervisors is backing a measure requiring cell phone retailers to post information about the radiation emitted by the devices. NPR's Richard Gonzalez has details.
Retailers will be required to tell consumers the specific absorption rate, or SAR rate, of the cell phones they sell. But John Walls, a spokesman for the cell phone industry, says the law could mislead consumers into thinking some cell phones are safer than others.
There's no safest. If a phone is compliant in the United States, then science tells us that device is safe to use.
But San Francisco lawmakers say information about cell phone radiation is already public and should be easier for consumers to find. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.
Hundreds of Arizonians will find out later today if it's safe enough to go back home. A wildfire burning near Flagstaff, Arizona, is up to 14,000 acres, threatening communities. But the winds died down a bit, giving firefighters a shot at containing more of the blaze. About 20% of the so-called Schultz fire is under control now. As yet, there's been no word of injuries or damage. Transportation departments investigating reports of passengers stranded for several hours on a grounded Virgin Atlantic Airways flight last night. Passengers reportedly complained of being stuck in a hot, dark plane with nothing to eat or drink. The Associated Press says at least three people fainted and were taken away in ambulances. The flight from London to Newark, New Jersey, landed in Connecticut because of bad weather. We're still seeing losses in U.S. stocks. At last check, Dow was down 35 points at 10,258. NASDAQ losing 14 points. It's down at 2,248. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.